Welcome to the sleepiest podcast this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
The Everything Bagel Radio Hour. Ideal for your naps or for your wake-up morning routine. Whatever you need it to be. Mitchell is Mr. Sleepy today, and I am Mr. Awake today.
Wow. Look at us. Two men.
Yeah.
Good for
two
us.
Two guys.
Yeah. Just two dudes.
Just two of us.
Yeah.
Will the time change get you?
Yeah. I just have not been getting that much sleep. Let's be real here. But you know, I'll be okay. And my voice box still works. Is that a myth, by the way? I feel like that was in an episode of SpongeBob. Wait, no.
That your voice box will stop working if you're sleepy?
I'm an idiot. We have vocal cords, not a voice box. Did you ever see that episode?
Maybe.
Basically there's an actual box in there in your body that is what makes you talk, and then if you can like switch it out and get other people's voices. Was that in SpongeBob?
Why do I feel like he popped it out onto his tongue when he took it out?
Voice box cartoon episode? Oh my goodness, dude. Yeah. SpongeBob.
Bagel.
Hey, welcome guys to the podcast where we talk about voice boxes, other medical advice for you. You know,
voice boxes. Yeah. We talk about time zones. We talk about daylight savings time.
We are two men who are wildly trained when it comes to the medical aspects of the human body. So ask us any questions. We can give you
everything
the
we
answer.
Say is medical advice.
Yeah. Yeah. You should probably eat a hamburger. That's good medical advice.
And then maybe wash it down with, I don't know.
Soap?
I was going to say like chlorine for like a pool.
Oh. Yeah, get that summer feel.
I like the smell of chlorine pools. And so, you know, if I smelled like that, that'd be kind of nice.
I don't mind it. It is that summery feel. So if you want to get a beach body, then I think drinking chlorine is the new kind of trend. And unfortunately, I could actually see that becoming a real trend on the internet.
So I could see that.
I would feel bad starting that one, but you know.
Did you hear about Ozempic?
No. Wait, yeah, the Ozempic. Summer or winter Ozempics? Oh, brother!
I'm glad I caught that one earlier because I was confused for a sec. Ozempic is this medication that's, I think, initially for diabetes.
Okay.
However, they basically have, I don't know how else to describe it. Basically, people take it because it lowers their weight too.
Hmm.
Like it makes you basically not hungry. It makes you process all the fat and everything. You just lose a lot of weight really fast, right?
Ooh.
And so now it's become marketed as a weight loss drug, but it leaves people like with, because the symptoms are like chronic diarrhea.
Hey, that's a bummer.
Which, just take a sec and let that think. Like, diarrhea just doesn't stop.
Let's give him a second.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's like,
sit and talk to your partner about that one.
Yeah. Everyone circle up with your groups and just talk for a second about chronic diarrhea.
Touch your neighbor and say chronic diarrhea.
Chronic diarrhea.
Who did you touch?
I have ghosts in my room.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
It's like technically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 person podcast. Well, 9 because you and 10 because me. So this is like a 10 person podcast.
Yeah.
10 being podcast, 2 person podcast.
Thank you.
8 ghosts podcast.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And then it also gives you diabetes. If you don't already have it,
it does.
And you start taking it. You get diabetes.
Why didn't you lead with that?
Because I thought chronic diarrhea is worse than diabetes, and I think I'm right in that. That is a correct take.
What about diuretes? It's both.
Would you rather? That's bad. Yeah. Would you rather have diabetes or diarrhea?
If we're saying, would you rather have each once? I would rather have diarrhea once than diabetes one time.
No, like with your life, chronic diarrhea or diabetes, which is by in itself chronic. Why are you hemming and hawing? This is just diabetes.
I would rather have diabetes. No, wait. No, I would rather have diarrhea.
Dude, diabetes, you can get it this little AirPod case you throw on your tricep and it works.
Yeah, it's still like a very serious condition where you have to monitor it all the time. Diarrhea is just, you just go. It's a bummer, but like you go.
Okay, so no more road trips. No more normal plane flights. Church services.
Well, okay.
You're performing in church?
Okay, I don't want to get into this too much, but how often are you G-O-I-N-G when it's chronic?
I don't know, dude. It's I don't know. I just thought that's insane. That
no more
have
breathing.
I'd rather just get
no
diabetes.
More blinking. No more peeing. It all comes out the other side.
Yeah.
No more living. Well, I guess I'd rather have diabetes then. You got me.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
I definitely would. This is good podcasting.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we have... We should, I'm going to write down a table of contents for this episode, and then we're just going to follow the table of contents. So let's just alternate things we want to talk about, and then we'll just walk through the table of contents for the episode. That way we really stay on track and keep things organized like it should be.
So, right.
So what's your first thing you want to talk through?
That was it.
Well, first, okay, what was it called?
Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Completely phonetical spelling.
Okay. Number two, table of contents. We had talked about it. So.
Right.
What do you want to talk about next?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Okay, I'll go.
It's kind of hard to structure it.
I want to talk about that one podcast thing that we talked about earlier. That's mine.
I know. I wanted to say the same thing, but it's yours because you found it.
All right. What's your next thing? You told me like eight things you wanted to talk about before this.
Oh, couch scam.
Okay. I'll talk about the Oscars. I watched those.
Who did?
Yep. We'll talk.
Did John Mulaney do something?
It's number six. So what's number? What's the next thing?
Watch. New watch.
Oh, sick. Okay. I want to talk through some questions that are on Reddit that I just Googled.
What's the subreddit?
I Googled fun questions to ask on a first date wacky edition that we can just ask each other.
Okay. And you got it from Reddit?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't clicked
on it
yet.
That's going to be fire.
r/datingadvice. So.
Oh, you know it's going to be good.
Redditors go on a lot of dates.
Very many.
Yeah. All right. All right, we'll do a couple more things.
So what's the next topic, sir?
Well, you have to give yours.
Oh, we're still making more?
Yeah, we'll do two more.
Oh, okay. Houses. Okay. Specifically helping other friends with their houses because you don't own one yourself.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to talk about a mystery topic because I haven't thought about it yet.
I didn't know that was an option.
Well, it is. Okay, I'll throw a mystery topic in for you. But, all right, number one.
Can I play that anytime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wild card. All right.
Doesn't
next,
have to be my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Number three is I don't know, man. Do you want that to be your mystery topic?
Yeah, change it to mystery topic and move it to the end.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about that one podcast.
Let's talk about it.
Let me pull up this photo. So basically I was just looking on the podcast page of Spotify yesterday, doing some research. Not really, but, there's this pretty popular podcast called The Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. I'm pretty sure that dude is with, that one lady, man. I know her name.
German Shepherd.
Yeah. Yeah. He's married to German. Kristen Bell. I'm pretty sure they're like married, according to the last time I probably was on his Wikipedia.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah. The lady from The Good Place. So Dax, I TBH have never listened.
Which is a funny name.
It's a great name. I actually don't
mind.
Let's
jump back and just Dax. That's a funny name.
Dax. Yeah. They're
Dax is the name of a pit bull or a Rottweiler. Not a human.
Well, maybe. Maybe they were in the hospital and Mr. Shepherd said to Mrs. Shepherd, what should we name this little fella? And she said, well, Dax a good name.
As in Dak, D-A-K?
Dak's a good name.
See, Dak makes more sense because it's like Dakota.
Well, okay, here's what...
Like Dak Prescott is short for Dakota Prescott.
Here's what happened. Mr. Shepard, Bill, said... Bill, right. Let's name him Peter, she said. Eh. He said, let's name him George. Eh. She said, he said, let's name him Bill Jr. She said, Dak's a good name. And then he said Dak. So
she had a peach and spediment. And so part of that is when she was trying to say that's a good name, she said Dax.
Dax, good name. And then the doctor wrote down Dax. And that's what happened.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Anyways, speaking of other weird names, we'll go Mila. Weird name.
Mila. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, who I was just intrigued because all I know about these people is that they were on that one show. And then I guess they were a couple. And then they weren't. And then I think they are again. And I know that Kevin Malone says, no, it's not Kevin Malone. It's Ashton Kutcher when he gets that wig. Yeah, so do we want to just read this podcast description? I was going
to
ask
if you could just read the entire thing front to back.
Yeah, I'll just read the whole thing.
Please do.
So, the episode of The Armchair Expert, this is the description with Mila and Ashton. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher rejoin the Armchair Expert to explain how they got into cryptocurrency, how a decentralized currency can exist at the same time as a national currency system, and how El Salvador has recently adopted Bitcoin as their national currency. Mila tells us about her new NFT animation show, Stoner Cats, how people can purchase a token to view it, and how it differs from current production models. Ashton explains that the cost of crypto is linked to the amount of energy used to produce it and what fail-safes you can implement to avoid losing large amounts of cryptocurrency to hackers. So what are your first impressions of this description?
You know, right off the bat, what the heck does Mila know about NFT animations and tokens and how you can do it better with different production models? What does that even mean?
She knows a lot. She has her show Stoner Cats.
I mean, I think it's just an insane thing. And then you got to look, like, what's the posting date? When was this posted?
It was in the heat of the summer, July 2021. So
I noticed that as you were reading it. I thought this had just come out. And I was like, are they still peddling the NFT thing? That's crazy.
Nah.
Bitcoin has reached its all-time high, though.
When?
Like 2 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like 75,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Somewhere in that range.
Frick. Should have bought one when I was in sixth grade.
Actually, I bought $50 of it, and so far I've made $25.
Oh, nice, dude.
Which isn't bad. Yeah. I mean, that's like a month. I've been holding it for a month.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was the biggest thing that stuck out to me.
Yeah, pretty much my takeaway of this was I read the first sentence, and I thought, I don't want to listen to that, but maybe there's more stuff. And then the entire thing got worse. It just got worse with every sentence. And just every single part of that description, it basically, you know, you can assume that the episode is about only those things. That sounds like the most stale and boring podcast episode ever. So
either that, and it's like, if you're into crypto, I could understand it. But if you're into crypto, my first guess would not be, boy, I love crypto. Oh my goodness, a podcast with two actors that have been actors since they were children from that 70s show are talking about crypto. Let me tune in. What do they have to say about this? I'm very passionate. I'm trying to think of a similarity. You're a big music guy. Let's say, you know, you're a big 21 Pilots fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say you see a podcast that says,
you got this.
Let's see.
Hey, you got it.
Go.
You got it. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. You see a podcast that says LeBron James and Steph Curry talk about 21 Pilots and all this other stuff. Would you listen to that?
Well,
actually, honestly, I would. As I'm explaining it, I would love to listen to this.
That's a bad. Okay. Okay. What if you do your taxes once a year?
Yeah.
And then you see a podcast that says, dang it, dude, it's so hard to think.
CVS pharmacist and a checkout at Kroger agent talk taxes.
Yeah. The local, you know, I can't think of a single human being right now. I can't think of anyone. Your uncle, Gerald, talks about the new Sia album. No. See, there's a good example.
I could see that.
Unfortunately for your example, you picked a pretty interesting topic and two pretty interesting people.
I know, I did. As I was explaining it, I was like, dang it, I would listen to Steph Curry and LeBron James talk about 21 Pilots. That'd be good material. I'd listen to that.
It's like if the host of the Office Ladies podcast, Angela Kinsey and Pam, talked about cornstarch for 3 hours. No, I wouldn't listen to that.
See, but like you have to pick something you're obsessed with, because a lot of the cryptocurrency people are obsessed with it completely.
You're and right. So, okay.
I mean, a perfect similarity would be, let's say, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher have a podcast where they talk about cryptocurrency.
Oh, wait, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, which is like ridiculous.
That would, in another world, maybe.
Or how about a...
Okay, I got it.
A Mormon and a Muslim talk about craft beer.
Okay, nice.
There we go.
There you go.
We're getting better.
Yeah. Your fourth grade teacher talks about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. A cat and a dog talk about the F-35 stealth jet.
Okay. The
I feel like that would just kind of be mostly.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a plane passing. Anyways.
Okay, what if a... Let's go out on a limb here. Let's say that the RC Pacer traditional front forked lift talks about cats and dogs.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I can see that, yeah. So, how about... Yeah, we can be done with this bit. But either way, it's just a weird... That's a weird combo.
What if some random chumps from... Central/Southwest Ohio talk about Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher talking about NFTs. Like, what if that happened? That would be terrible.
No, that'd be good.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, no, that would be like really good. That'd be that fire. Would be must listen radio podcasting.
Yeah. I think that would make me open up my wallet, pull out my credit card, and then comment it down below in the description, in the link below.
Yeah. I would probably reach out to both the hosts, ask if they have any student debt, and then pay the exact amount remaining on their student debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd probably do. Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably reach out to the hosts and probably just sometimes give them just a big hug when they need it.
Just to be held for a second. I think that they would deserve that.
Yeah, just to be held. Just give them one of the basic necessities of life.
Your Honor, I'm not sure what contempt is, but I'd sure like to be held.
Oh, that's a good one. So, anyway, that wasn't really
did you
a cry
listen?
For help,
did you,
so.
You didn't listen?
No, I did not listen to the podcast. No chance. So, anyway, that's number three on the table of contents. Number four, we're moving on. We got the couch scam with Ethan.
Oh, yeah. So I've been hunting for a couch. I've been hunting for a couch for a while.
Yep.
And it just stinks, man. I'm on Facebook Marketplace just fighting for my life out there.
Oh.
I've kind of reached the point you did with the switches where I'm just like, I'm just straight up, I'll buy it.
I'm at your door right now with $400 extra dollars. I'll buy it. I'll pay cash.
No, I literally did that. I replied to one. I was like, I'll buy it tomorrow, cash.
Treat it like you're buying a house and show up with like a handwritten note, a pot of, soup. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. A thing of brownies and just say, I will pay cash 20% over asking price right now.
I did. I literally offered more money later in the day or later because I was messaging her. I said, hey, I'll buy it. Are you available tomorrow, cash or Venmo? She said, I only have Cash App. And I said, cash tomorrow. And looking back, let me pull up these messages. Looking back, I can realize, oh, okay.
She said Cash App, you said cash?
She said Cash App. And personally, well, here's a little bit of advice for everybody. Don't ever use Cash App.
Oh, I just did on Friday to sell something.
Oh, to sell is okay. But to buy, don't ever send money via Cash App because you can't ever get it refunded. Oh. There's no insurance on it, and it's the most popular app for most scammers. Anyways.
Ooh.
So, actually, I'm just going to go through it. Sunday night, I send. I'll take it. Can pay Venmo today or Cash Monday. She says, don't have Venmo. I have Cash App. I said, and in the post, she said, I can deliver. I said, you can deliver. I can provide cash. I live in German Village. Mm-hmm. And then I asked, smoking, pets, dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Important things for a couch. She said, yes, I can deliver. No smoking or pets and 108 by 88. Pull out my handy dandy tape measure and it's perfect sized.
Wow.
Sunday, 10, 11 p.m.
Okay.
I say, perfect. I'm available all day tomorrow. Can do cash on hand. Can I meet before to make sure it's in good shape before you move it? And basically it was like, I need delivery. I don't want to like make you come all the way here for me to see a giant stain or something that I didn't see in the pictures. Can I just look at it beforehand? She said, it's already loaded. And I said, you know what? That's fine. Tomorrow works for me. I'll arrange some help to like get here and help me unload it.
Yeah.
Reach out to Jonathan from the hockey game. Say, hey, man, I need your help tomorrow to unload a couch. She said, sounds good.
Cool.
She says, tomorrow evening. And I said, sounds good. 5:15. She said, okay. And I said, I'll send you the address at 315, $200 cash on hand upon arrival. That's $50 above asking. I said, you don't have to do anything. We'll have a friend to help me bring inside. Monday comes around. I send my address. It says, couldn't send.
What?
It says, 515 still work? It says, couldn't send. I can't find the ad anywhere.
No.
You go on her profile. Looks like she's never posted anything to Facebook Marketplace.
What the?
It's just brutal, man. So naturally, I rated her 0 stars and flagged her account for spam.
Yeah. So what was the goal there? That you send her money before she does anything?
Yes.
Yikes.
Because think about that scam, dude.
Yeah.
Basically, she goes, I can deliver. And then you say, okay. And then she says, send cash. And then I'll deliver at some time. And you go, yeah, sounds good. And then you send the cash. And then she never delivers.
Oof.
Right?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So thinking back, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Which, mm-hmm. Well, at first, obviously, I'm glad I just was like stuck on cash. Because if I could see myself, but I know better. I'm like, I'm never using Cash App just based on online reviews I've heard and other podcasts. Basically, I'm not using Cash App. So I was so excited, man. I measured it out. I pulled my couch out Monday morning, my current couch, my futon. Wow. And clean behind it and underneath it because I was like, this is going to be gone and I want to clean the floor.
You were so excited. That's so sad.
I was legitimately so excited about this new couch. And then it has this like, it had this chase that went down the side that was like long.
Oh.
I was like, oh my goodness. You could get so comfy up in that.
Gosh.
And stretch your legs out. And no.
That is a bummer. Truly.
Yeah. It bummed me out for a little while. I was like, man, that's annoying.
Yep.
And so I flagged her account as spam.
Good.
Left a bad review.
Mm.
Did everything I could to make sure she can never sell anything successfully on there again. And I'm back on the hunt. I'm back on the couch hunt. So if anyone has a couch for around $200 to $300, let me know. I need a couch.
Okay.
I don't need one. I just would really like one.
Yeah.
That's or a DJ deck. I'm also in the shopping market for a DJ deck and a dartboard. I've become very, I like spending time on Facebook Marketplace.
Been there.
Put it that way.
I've gone through seasons.
Yeah. It's really fun. I just see stuff and I'm like, I could use that.
That's the problem. I'm like, oh yeah, I need that.
Yeah, it's like, I'll see like 4 chairs. I'll be like, I've been wanting to replace the dining room table. I'll just get the chairs and get the table later.
Mm.
It's just I need to get off it.
So funny.
And also I've been again on my DJ grind, wanting to become a DJ. Yeah. Era, if you will.
Era.
Era.
Sick, dude.
So yeah, that's my couch saga.
Wow.
And I hate people that do that. Why do you do that?
Yeah, that's not
what's good. What's wrong with an honest job, man?
Well, you don't make as much money sometimes. You have to do
work. But no. Okay, you get, let's say at 100 whatever it was, $50. Let's say you get 5 people in a month.
Mm-hmm.
5 times 150 is $750 a month. You make more money working at Kroger.
What if this lady is peddling 30 people a day? Like, you don't know.
Then I'd really be concerned about the residents of Columbus.
Fair enough.
That everyone's downloading Cash App and just firing off 150? That's crazy.
Unfortunately, I could see a person making like multiple Facebook accounts, putting them in major cities, and then just screwing people over. I'm sure that happens.
No, that makes sadly a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. Not that I'm saying go and do that, because you should just go work at Kroger. But, you know.
I think I'll do that for like supplemental income, though.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm just going to... Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Huh.
I did watch... This was interesting. Kind of pertains. The new Danny Gonzalez video about...
the AI pin?
No. That one was interesting, though. This one was about David Dobrik and his vlog friends who...
I watched that, too.
They had a big vlog channel. But then, I guess, David just kind of, like, stopped doing stuff. And then he never had paid his, like... friends who are in his vlogs, which, you know, whatever. But now they're all like struggling to try to figure out what to do. And one of the guys, Jason Nash, who I had never heard mm-hmm. of, is now...
Really?
I don't think I had ever really heard of him.
He was big on Vine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe. But anyway...
He was in that whole Dobrik click before. We don't have to talk about this. Like,
yeah. I didn't really watch David Dobrik stuff back in the day, but... Anyway, kind of scam. Jason is now, his full-time job is going live on TikTok against other, inviting other people on there. And then it's just who can get the most money. And they don't do anything. They just sit there and say, thanks, Miranda, please, for the $50. Thanks, George, for the bits. Hey, and then there was one where he's like on against his wife where... Danny was like, aren't they both just getting that money? Like, there's no point. And Jason, this is how the conversation went. Jason says, honey, are you excited for dinner tonight? And then about 15 seconds of pause. Yeah, that's how the conversation went. And they got probably $40,000 in the stream. I don't know if that's true, but.
That's just it's weird because they have like the little bar at the top.
Yeah.
And that's what they're like fighting to fill up and win. Gosh. And so they're like, come on, guys, we're almost there. And I'm back on TikTok, right? And so I've seen those live streams and I was like, what is he doing?
Gosh.
And then I saw Danny Gonzalez's videos and I was like, oh, wow.
Humiliation.
Yeah, man.
Just a bummer. But, it's, you know, got to do what
you
got
to
do.
I think it's fair. You know, he got to live the dream life for years. And then, you know, poor future planning ends up in a place like that. What are you going to do?
I don't know. He's just,
it's not like it's not working.
Yeah, but it's not good. His,
no, it's real. It's real. It's real.
Best case scenario. He lives in LA in a rich house or a big house and a minimal amount of people give their money to him for no return. Worst case scenario. He still goes broke and a lot of people lost money. You know, so it's like a.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, worst case scenario, he gets diuretes. So that would be worse. But
that would definitely be worse.
We'll
yeah.
see.
Lose your house and your livelihood or diuretes?
Oh, gosh. Probably lose my house and my livelihood.
Okay.
Wait.
No, that's fair. Me too.
Lose your house one time or get diuretes one time?
Yeah.
Okay. Lose my house one time.
Still, wow.
Yeah.
How long is one time of diuretes?
Forever.
Oh.
Oh. Gosh. Dang. Yeah, that's crazy though. Like, how would you just not be able to find your house? Would somebody kick it under the fridge or something?
I think it would end up somewhere like behind the bed, like between the bed and the wall.
Yeah. I agree. That's the worst place to lose your house too.
or between your driver's seat and your middle console.
Oh gosh, dude, don't even get me started.
Yeah, that's where it goes.
So, anyway, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, let's move on to number five on the list. The Oscars.
Oh yeah, it is.
So I watched them on Sunday, and not that interesting, honestly. But I don't really know what of value I actually have to say about the Oscars. I learned that the way that it was named is that I guess somebody who worked on the Oscars way back in the day, when I guess they were just called the Academy Awards, maybe, their uncle's name was Oscar. And I guess he just kind of looked like the statue they were making as the trophy. So then they started calling it the Oscars.
Well, that's kind of lame.
Yeah. What were you hoping for?
I was hoping for like the Heisman Trophy, where some guy named Heisman created it.
I was thinking
or
that
something
too.
Like that, or some guy connected to it, or the Lombardi Trophy, the greatest coach of all time gets the Super Bowl trophy named after him.
Vince.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, sadly, it was just a guy's uncle, so or a girl's uncle.
Just some dude.
Just some uncle. So, yeah. Yeah, I truly don't know what a value I have to say about the Oscars. I like looking up reviews of movies on the app Letterboxd, if you've ever used that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
Letterboxd.
Yeah. It's a way to kind of review, track the movies you watched. I just like reading reviews of movies. They're pretty funny. If you have some time this week and you're bored, go ahead and go to the Kung Fu Panda Letterboxd and just read some of the reviews. There was a really good one that I read that was basically, I firmly believe this. This is not a joke. This is the chronicles and proof of why I believe Kung Fu Panda is the perfect film. So that was a fun review. Hmm. And I agree. Just kidding. No, Kung Fu Panda, honestly, great movie. But yeah, so.
Well, didn't John Mulaney announce something?
Oh, yeah. He announced something. You're correct. Let's see what it was.
Was it like Best Sound or something?
Oh, I think so. Oscars.
If you can pull up his dialogue, I've seen it a couple times, and it's pretty funny. I think we should give it a listen.
Yeah. Let's pull it up. It was this. All right. I'm going to go back. Oh. It's
Yeah. This bit. It's a good bit. I like it.
Now the Oscar for achievement in sound. You know, for years, movies didn't have sound, and then they figured it out. Some people say that the silent era was the golden era of film. These people are difficult and insane. Without sound, we wouldn't have been able to hear such classic lines as, "You're gonna need a bigger boat. I'll have what she's having." And he was in the Amazon with my mother when she was researching spiders just before she died. Or what about that moment in Field of Dreams when we hear, "If you build it, he will come." And then Costner does it. He builds a baseball field. Well, I guess he doesn't build it. He mows down corn, and then there is a field. And then he's like, "I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball." And the bank is like, "You want to pay your mortgage?" And he's like, "Nah, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball." And then he finds James Earl Jones, who wrote The Boat Rocker, which I thought was a real book deep into my 20s. And he's like, "People will come, Ray. He's the only one with a financial plan." But what's weird is Timothy Busfield pushes little Gabby Hoffman off the bleachers, and she falls down, and she's unconscious. Then Burt Lancaster is Moonlight Graham, and he comes up, and he pats her on the back a couple times, and he's like, "Hot dog, stuck in the throat." And then he can't go back in the game. Because I guess there's a rule in ghost baseball that if you leave the field at any point to become an elderly ghost and do the Heimlich maneuver, you can't return to the field. I love Field of Dreams. That should win Best Picture. Though they'll probably go with one of this year's. Here are the nominees for Achievement in Sound.
That's pretty funny.
I loved that. I thought it was a great... I've never seen a announcer and what are they called?
Announcer.
He's not a host, is he?
MC. Announce.
MC do that. That made me laugh. I was like, that's funny. Yeah. Who was the host of the Oscars this year?
It was you know, everything I'm saying makes it sound like I didn't actually watch it. Jimmy Kimmel,
you don't know
I think.
Who the host was?
It was Jimmy Kimmel. right? Kidding. It was Jimmy. Yeah, okay, it was Jimmy. Funny. I was right. I just had to think of it.
Oh, I thought you had to Google it to get Jimmy.
No, I was just confirming. Yeah, he did a good job. So the people I was watching with, they were trying to kind of, we were trying to figure out, one, did Jimmy like write most of the material? I think my answer is probably he had a team, but he helped. And they were saying, if you had a team of people who wrote the material and maybe you had a teleprompter, would you be able to host the Oscars? And I thought, yes. Oh, really? You actually think you would?
If I didn't have to write any of the material?
No way. You would just do it?
If I didn't have to write anything and then I would just memorize it and then like work on the delivery, yeah, I would do that.
Gosh, you people are crazy. That sounds so difficult.
Why?
It's the Oscars. I don't know.
Have you ever done like a play?
No. Oh. I guess I could do it. People are so quick to say, yes, I could do that.
You can't see anyone in the audience, first off.
Well, it's still, I don't know. I'm skeptical.
I think I could. I mean, maybe this is another one of those cases of I could land an airplane.
I could do that.
I think, yeah, I know. We all could do that. I mean, most of the guys in my life I know could do that.
Yeah, easily.
But I think I could do that. I mean, how hard could it be? If you're not writing anything and you just have to go read some lines, yeah.
I don't know. It sounds really hard. But maybe you guys are right. I don't know. Maybe I'm just dumb.
I think the hard thing is, would anyone, like, not let you, but, like, at some point it's Jimmy Kimmel. Like, there's going to be a default laugh because going into the show, people know, oh, this guy is funny. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe the question would be, could you do a good job? You know, I guess you could do it, but could you do like a good enough job that people would say, yeah, let's have him back?
No, absolutely not. No, okay, it'd be a one and done thing for sure.
There you go.
They'd be like, who was that guy? You know, funny jokes, I guess. But if you're coming into this, if you're coming into something with a pre, that's like, I think that's the biggest roadblock to like, obviously actually writing the material, but the biggest roadblock to like stand-up comedy is like, dude, for the first many shows, everyone's like, who is this guy?
Yeah, true.
And I was like, yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. But people were pretty quick to be like, yeah, I would do a great job. I would crush that. And
I wouldn't crush it.
I was taking a step back.
I think there's also a difference between could you do it, as in like, is that something you could physically do? Mm-hmm. And would you do a good job at it? I could physically do that. Would it be a good job where people are on Twitter the next day going, oh my goodness, so good? Or I was like invited back? No. It would be like, who was that guy? Kind of okay, but who was that guy?
That would be pretty funny if they asked you to do the Oscars. I would be in support.
Random guy from Ohio does the Oscars? Yeah. Sick.
Well, where was Jimmy Kimmel born? Maybe Ohio.
California.
Probably. I'm going to guess. I didn't look it up yet. I'm going to go Milwaukee, dude. Bro was definitely born in Milwaukee. Built in... he's from Brooklyn, of course.
Oh, I was going to guess New York. That was going to be my other guess.
Wow. That's... Well, there you go. It's also so crazy to me how, you know, because we were watching Billie Eilish and Phineas do like their performance too. And obviously she is 22 years old and she has won nine Grammys, you know. I think she won an Oscar for the song, and or maybe she just nominated.
In Barbie?
Yeah. My friend Katie was like, so is she like a Nepo baby or is she like just that good? And we looked it up. Her mom was like a pretty successful actress and singer. And it's just crazy how almost so many famous people, either like their parents are famous, their uncle, it's just like, it's not surprising, but as you start to look at people's Wikipedias, you just realize it usually does run in the family. You know, like it's so rare that somebody just out of nowhere becomes famous.
Yeah.
But
and then when they do, they're stand-up comedians.
Fair enough.
Best picture was Oppenheimer. Best actor was Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, baby.
Killian. I have not seen Oppenheimer yet. I need to. Oppenheimer.
Oh, my goodness. They cleaned Oppenheimer.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Oppenheimer. Oh, my goodness.
Barbie, I don't think, really won anything, which was kind of surprising.
Best original song, What Was I Made For?
Yeah, okay.
Which, so, I'll say it, not a good song.
Is that the one by Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
You don't like it? It was good when they did it live. I thought it was pretty. Well, when you sing like that, it's pretty bad. No offense.
So. Best animated short is War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Ludwig Göransson. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
That guy kind of is awesome.
Actually, basing his last name on how it should probably be pronounced, probably Ludwig Göransson.
Ludwig.
So, yeah. Well, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the guys from, what's it called?
Oppenheimer?
Yeah. I liked Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I think
Ryan Gosling performed his nominated song, I'm Just Ken.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling, kind of maybe the coolest guy ever.
I drive.
So, yeah. Christopher Nolan, he did Oppenheimer, right?
Yep.
I think it was his first Oscar, which was very shocking.
Crazy.
I was like, surely Dark Knight or Inception, but apparently not.
Yeah. Wow. Interstellar. Didn't he do Interstellar too?
I think so, but it didn't win. So, anyway, fun stuff. That's about all I have to say, which was more than I thought I would say. So, do you have more?
Yeah, he did Interstellar too, Christopher Nolan. Nice. I was just pulling it up. Yeah. I kind of want to watch Interstellar again. My sister watched it again recently and said it was very good.
I would watch that. I would watch Inception again. I would watch Tenet again. I'll say it. I would watch The Dark Knight.
Tenet was too advanced for me, and my brain ended up in a pretzel, and I just went to bed.
Fair enough. Well, you see, they were moving backwards the whole time.
Do you remember when we watched that in the Cedarville house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so confused the entire time. And I was like, no, I don't got it. Nah. I don't got it.
Have you seen Inception?
Oh, yeah. I liked Inception. That made sense.
Okay. I need to see it again. Do you think the top falls or does it keep spinning? Ooh.
The top does fall at some point.
Well, I don't know. The camera cuts before you see what happens.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, but it wiggles. Doesn't it wiggle?
It does it,
though. No, it wiggles. It does.
But does it fall?
It does. No, it wiggles, though. So that shows enough.
So it wasn't a dream, you think?
No.
It's hard to say. Maybe it was a dream. Yeah, I need to see that again. That's good stuff.
I just Googled Inception ending scene.
Hey, don't give me the answer, which there isn't really one. So it wiggles, but maybe it doesn't fall. You just never know. It's really hard to say.
So, yeah, no, it wiggles a pretty good amount. It looks like it's about to fall.
Maybe you're right.
If you're listening on Spotify, which is the only way you can actually listen to us because we're not on YouTube right now, go look up Inception ending scene and you'll see the top wiggle a pretty serious amount.
All right. You show me. I guess.
Like that. Tell me that's not about to fall.
I guess. All right. Well, I don't know.
I mean, come on. Watch.
But the camera cuts.
That's so about to go. It's about to go, dude.
Well, it's because they shot an actual top in real life, you know, like with the camera. So, of course, it's going to wiggle.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's movie talk.
Well, I'm glad we have that. I like that's a lot less inflammatory than our last movie talk.
Yeah.
I think.
I liked the last one, too, but, you know, that's okay.
I mean, it was fun. I liked it.
Hey, let's move on to point six. Watch with Ethan.
Watch.
Let him watch.
New watch alert.
Yo, frick, dude.
It is the Timex Tom Snyder collab, the Sky King MK1 chronograph watch with quartz movement, 24-hour clock at the 12 o'clock position. 9 o'clock has a minute chronograph, and the 6 o'clock has a second chronograph.
Chronograph also is a great word.
A date window, which is really cool.
Okay.
I bought it on Saturday.
Nice.
It arrived today. It's great. I like it. I like it a lot.
That's crazy that the day after you bought it, you had to already change the time. Daylight savings.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting in the practice, getting in the reps. Thank you.
No, that's good stuff. Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't. I bought it online, so I didn't really do anything.
Oh, okay.
I had to set the time today when I got it. I didn't read the manual.
Okay.
And so to change the date, I just was whipping back the hours to try to get back to the 12th.
Hmm.
Or whipping forward them. It came and it was on the 3rd.
Ah.
So that definitely probably didn't help things.
Yeah.
But it works fine. And nice. Then I figured out later you just have to pull the crown half out to adjust the day.
Oh.
And I was pulling the crown completely out. But I really like it. My biggest fear was that it was going to be like...
Is it?
No.
Nice. I can't hear it. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, real nice. Quiet. Let me hold it up to the... everyone be quiet for a sec. I'm going to hold it up to the mic. Let me go ahead and gain it up too.
Hey, let us know if you heard anything. All right, discuss with your neighbor kind of if you found a watch in the desert or in the jungle, does that mean that there's a creator or does that mean evolution's real?
That means there's a creator.
Nice.
Based on my independent research.
Nice.
Here's something.
Okay.
I was watching a comedy special on Netflix, Pete Holmes.
Yeah, okay. Pete?
Ethan Jetma sent it to me. He said, fun. This is good. You should watch it. And I said, okay. And he gave one of the more unique perspectives on a non-believer's but kind of believer. It was like a universalist argument. And it was, I'm not a universalist. There is one true God.
You don't think the universe exists? Come on, man.
No, like the idea of like everyone's going to heaven.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
It was intriguing. I'll just leave it at intriguing.
Yeah, I've seen this, I think. It's interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where he kind of described it as like, believe in heaven or not, you're going back to something. And so in a way, it's all heaven kind of a thing. And I was like, well.
Yeah. Interesting.
Disagree. You're kind of, it was just, I don't know. I watched it and I was kind of like, huh, I've never heard someone argue that before.
Hmm.
It was just intriguing.
Fascinating to hear different perspectives though, you know?
Yeah. That's how I'd put it. Yeah. It was like, oh, okay. Interesting. Cause I've always kind of thought, what is the rationale behind universalism? Is it just people being like, I don't want to think about that. That's scary. Everyone goes to heaven. And hearing that perspective, I was like, oh, okay. I could understand how someone could believe that.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. You know, in a sense, it's like, that sounds kind of nice. Like, you just do whatever you want. You're chilling.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. To be like, there is no responsibility. There is nothing you really have to do different from what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Very interesting, though. He is funny. He's super funny.
Oh, yeah. It was a good special. He ended on a really weird joke. It was
okay.
He closed on, I don't remember what the joke was.
Was it a full special, like an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he closed on this like joke that I was like, that's like not your strongest joke of the whole set at all.
Okay.
What was it? It might have been dirty. It might have been something dirty that I was kind of like, you don't end on that.
Probably.
It was just kind of, yeah, it was. it was a bad ending to otherwise a pretty good special. And weirdly, what's the word? Weirdly introspective in the middle there with the whole universalism talk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say?
But yeah.
Comedy is the last line of defense when it comes to free speech.
I hate that. That alone will make me not want to be involved in the comedy sphere at all.
Nobody else is saying it like Pete. Nobody else talking about religion or politics in this world except for comedians.
Yeah.
They're the only ones.
You know, comedians are like the philosophers of our age.
Yeah. Pete Holmes is the new Socrates. That's what they tell me, at least. Yeah.
Bert Kreischer is the next Plato. Okay.
Bert. Yeah. They had Plato. When we have freaking Bert. So
Tom Segura is our very own Aristotle.
Yeah. Yep. So, wow. I like that for number six, watch. You chose a watch, as in the time thing. And you chose watch as in watching something. That's cool. That's a new lore dropped in the table of contents section of our podcast.
And people won't know that if they just look at the table of podcasts. Oh, my goodness.
Podcasts.
Dude, I think I had a stroke, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know when it was, but I can't talk anymore.
Maybe... yeah, I think it was about 52 minutes ago.
Do you think it's disrespectful to say, does that make sense to someone when you're talking to them?
It depends on what you're saying. I think I knew a guy in college who we were friends, and every time you would talk to him after every sentence, he'd say, does that make sense? And then you feel obligated to like nod or say yes.
Who was it?
I'll tell you later. I'm not going to tell you on the podcast. But,
give me the first letter of the first name.
It's somewhere between A and Z. So I'll tell you later.
26 options?
There's a lot of, yeah. His name was Dax. Let's just put it
down. Was it seven?
Seven?
The number seven to start? Oh, no, that's not in the... Oh, shoot.
No. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Asterisk? Or no, shoot, again.
Yeah, asterisk.
All right. Well.
So...
anyways, yeah. Okay. What's the next topic?
Number seven is questions. Fun questions to ask on a first date. Okay.
Do you want to just wrap up with that then?
Yeah.
And then I'll jump in with my... Was that my random topic when I talked about the show?
Yeah.
Nice.
And mine was this mystery man. Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, next week I was thinking we do a podcast where we kind of just talk about people's personal business behind their back publicly. So
I think a live gossip episode would be good for the program.
Yeah. Well, you don't call it gossip, you call it tea, and then it's okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll spill the tea on our closest friends and their deepest issues.
Yep.
And we'll probably tag them on Instagram when we post just to make sure they listen themselves.
Yeah.
We'll call it the bridge burner.
Yes, yes. We'll call it everybody is going to hate me in a week.
Yep.
So, okay, I'm going to choose a couple of these questions. So this one actually is kind of weird. I don't know really where they got this idea, but it says, would you rather live one day after having a stroke or one day after having diabetes? And I don't really know where they got that, because that's like exactly what we're talking about. And so,
yeah, being as I've made it pretty decent one day after a stroke, I'm going to go stroke.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to answer that question. I withhold. So
plead the fifth, sir.
That wasn't actually on the list. I joked. Okay. Let's go over or under for toilet paper. Over.
Over.
Okay. What's a skill you've always wanted to learn, and what has kept you from doing it?
DJ. Ooh. Money.
Nice. Mine's going to be, frick, dude. Honestly, I would also do DJ and probably say money.
Dude, they're expensive. It's like $300.
Yeah. Actually, I would say cello money.
Yeah.
Slash time.
I could also do banjo money slash time.
Oh, that'd be dope.
I'd love to rip a banjo, dude.
Yeah. Slide whistle money slash time slash creativity. Slash
triangle.
Yeah. Triangle reputation. You really have to have a high reputation to play the triangle.
Yeah, reputation.
So, okay.
Maracas, beans.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question. Wait, did you say beans?
I said maracas, beans.
That's a great answer. Oh, okay. This one has a question, and then in italics, it has a different sentence. I'm going to ask you the question, see what you answer, and then I'll give the reasoning for, like, kind of the, you know, the reasoning behind what they're thinking on a date when they ask this question.
Okay.
So just pretend we're on a date. We're at Cracker Barrel, and you just took a bite out of your mama's French toast, and I said, I said to you, so, Ethan, do you consider yourself a good person?
What's up? Yeah. No.
Okay. All right. So the answer was yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay. But like, yeah.
So yeah, no, but like, yeah. So here's the, okay. So this is an intentional question on my part. When a guy quickly responds with a yes.
Do you have an accidental question? Like, what is it? That's an intentional as opposed to an accidental question. Like, oh.
Sometimes you accidentally ask people. Person. Yeah. So when a guy quickly responds with a yes, that gives me pause. I'm looking for the type of person who says something more along the lines of, not always, but I try. Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I think. Don't
I don't like that. Honestly, that's like true. Like don't I read that would that be much. Ideal too. Yeah, don't read into it too much. I think it's just the fact I know it's on Reddit. Where I'm like, oh, I'm sure this person is like tipping their fedora as they write this.
I actually look for someone who takes a second and pauses when asked the question of if they believe that they are good or not. Because a truly good person would not lie by saying, yes, I am good. Because there's always bad. Oh, just obscene creatures, man.
I ask the specimen where she would drop on Fortnite. If she says Tilted Towers, I say, get out of here.
M'lady, I'm going home. You are not the one for me.
M'lady. You just got... That was a Forrest Gump voice. You really do only have three accents.
I do. I have old Southern man, Forrest Gump, and...
Hockey guy.
Honky guy?
Hockey.
What's honky? Oh, hockey guy. Oh, yeah, you betcha, buddy.
Yeah.
What would you answer if you sat down on a date and this girl was like, are you a good person?
I would say, I try to be, but yeah. So I guess, I mean, I already kind of know the answer.
Whoever this person is like, yes, dude. Yes. 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 I had a follow-up question to that, but I forgot it. So never mind.
I would say three words. No, yes, yes.
No, no, it's yes, no, sorta.
No, oh, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. No, no.
Oh, you're right. Dang it, dude. All right, well, okay, another, I'll just do like one more. These aren't great. Now I'm scrolling because I'm curious. Oh, okay. This is a good one. What's your problem?
That's a question for the date?
Yeah. What's your problem?
Interesting. Nothing. That's like a good way to get the date started off on a real contentious note.
Yeah. It's like when Michael Scott gives Toby the rock as a present, and he says, "Who do you think you are? What gives you the right?" Well, when he says, who do you think you are?
That. I don't remember that.
It's Toby's last day. Goodbye, Toby. Season 4, episode 13. And he says, who do you think you are? And Toby says, I'm Toby. The way he delivers it is perfect.
I'm Toby.
All right, one more question. I just need to end it on a good note. I don't need to Pete Holmes this bit. If you could spend an hour with one person who is gone famous or not, who would you spend that hour with and why?
Man.
One person who's gone. I would go with, dude, probably like Moses.
I was going to say something. Dude Perfect.
Dude, yeah, probably Dude Perfect. I know something you don't. They are gone. I would hang out with Dude Perfect, but they're alive, so I can't. I'm going to go Moses from El Bible.
Okay.
That guy's got stories.
Why would you not pick David?
I mean, I could have picked a lot of people, so.
Or just like Jesus.
Plead the fifth. I don't know. That sounded
David.
That seemed obvious.
I would meet up with David. He was like Jesus, the best leader.
He's not dead. Remember, that's like the point of the book.
Or alive. It says dead or alive in the question.
No, famous or not.
Oh, they have to be dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why I didn't say dead or alive. That's why I didn't say Dude Perfect, or else they would have been my answer.
Okay. Well, then David. Yeah, David.
Okay. Let's go last 100 years. Who are you going with?
All right. So back to 1924.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh-wee. That's really hard, dude. They have to be dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know, dude. Who died in the last 100 years that was, like, important?
Robin Williams, FDR, Amelia Earhart. No, she was before that.
Famous people who died in the last 100 years. Google.
Almost Big Bird, but he didn't fit in the Challenger.
My goodness. Oh, Christa McAuliffe.
Who?
Christa McAuliffe.
I don't know who that is, but cool.
She was on the Challenger. She was a elementary school teacher from Concord, New Hampshire, which is the capital city and the same city in which I was born.
Rip, dude.
I think that'd be cool. I would really like that. It'd be nice to... I don't know. She was a teacher, and like so were my parents. And then,
that's true.
Yeah. Sure. I'm reading through a list of people, and I really have no interest in eating. Let me be clear. I have no interest in eating anyone. But I also have no interest in meeting any of them either.
Wow.
I mean, let me just rip through some names here real quick for you.
Okay.
All right. We got at number one, Robin Williams.
10.
What?
Just keep going.
Jim Morrison.
2.
Mary Taylor Moore.
4.
Whitney Houston.
8.
John Candy.
3.
Carrie Fisher. Chadwick Boseman.
5. 10.
Oh. Sylvia Plath.
1.
River Phoenix.
1.
Bernie Mac.
1.
Princess Diana.
1. Oh, 4.
James Dean. I don't know who that is.
6.
Is he the sausage guy?
Yeah.
Elvis.
10. All right, Mama.
Anna Nicole Smith.
You know, I would hang out with Michael Jackson.
Kurt Cobain. Amy Winehouse, Paul Walker, Patrick Swayze, Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Bob Marley,
well, Patrick,
Chris Farley, Marilyn Monroe,
Tupac's Buddy Holly. Dead, so.
That's true. Tupac is alive in Sweden.
Yeah.
Steve
Irwin. I thought he was in Jamaica.
Steve McQueen.
Steve Irwin. Wow, this is getting morbid.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I'd
Alex
go.
Alex Trebek. Oh, man.
Oh, Alex.
Aww. Alex Trebek.
Okay, what if we could both just hang out with Alex and combine our hours so then we get 2 hours?
2 hours with Alex Trebek, yeah.
We're doing it.
And Frank.
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln's been dead for a while. Hank Williams.
Aww.
There stands a glass.
And everybody go, oh, oh, oh. So. All right. Well, let's.
You know, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to say, let's stop naming dead people.
All right.
I see dead people. Well, any plans for the week?
You know, it's nice out. It's warm.
Oh, good, it's buddy. So nice out.
From Mass, just moved to Columbus, Martin Bidette.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fun.
We can talk offline about who he's dating and engaged to now. But
okay.
I'm
probably the guy I was talking about earlier.
Evening. No, he's straight.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have dinner tomorrow night together, hanging out, link up, see each other for a while from the first time in a while. And tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to a coworker's house, and he actually texted me during the podcast. The initial plan was to help him with some, he wants to hang some trim. So today I pulled out my air compressor and nail gun to make sure they were working, loaded them up in the car. I'm going to go hang some trim for him and then also hang a light fixture. So
nice.
That's my plan for tomorrow, Thursday, get ready for work, work the weekend, you know.
Fun.
Yeah. How about you?
Fun. I'm going to Greenville. I leave tomorrow. So,
ah.
Yeah, it's for a homeschool convention with work. Heading
down to Bob Jones.
Yeah. No, I'll be at the Greenville Convention Center if you want to come say hi Thursday through Saturday. So,
fan meetup.
Come hang. Yeah, fan meetup at the convention center for come the homeschool hang. Convention. So, yeah. But I'll get to hang out with my family, so it'll be good.
That'll be fun.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna eat some dinner. I'm pretty hungry.
I ate really late lunch, so I'm actually not too hungry. Thanks, though.
Oh. All right, King. Keep your head up.
All righty, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is a low energy episode.
Yeah, but that's okay. Sometimes this is just sometimes life moves too fast.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Play it on half speed. I don't know.
Yeah. Why not? Play 5 seconds of it, pause it, wait 10 minutes, play another five. Like,
don't listen to it at all.
Yeah, most people will do that. I think I'm gonna guess.
I think out of everyone in the world, most prefer that option. Yeah,
over half, the majority.
But those that don't prefer it, you know, thank you.
Yes, thank you for listening. And shout out Ethan Jepma and his wife Alana. They actually bought stickers from us this week. Did you see that?
No, what?
Yeah, they emailed us, and I checked the Everything Bagel account. They emailed us, like, last month, and so I just mailed them out 2 stickers. So, pretty funny. So if you want to buy a sticker, they didn't pay yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I should probably ask. I feel bad, too, because it used to be $2, but I was kind of revamping our website this week just for a minute, and I was like, $2, dude? And then I increased the price to $5. So I'm like, I don't know if we should ask them to pay $2 or $5.
Dude, we can't take money from them.
I know. Yeah, it's free, guys. It's fine.
So only for certain people, for our tier one supporter. If you have been a guest on the Everything Bagel podcast, you get free merch.
What? Wow, making business decisions? All right, that's fine. That doesn't really bother me.
What do you think?
I think people should pay money.
All right. If you've been a guest on the Everything Bagel podcast, you owe double the amount.
Yeah. No, just ask us in person and we'll probably just give you a sticker.
Yeah, honestly. Here's something real quick.
Okay.
Last thing, I promise. We'll say this, we'll say goodnight and hang up.
I'll add it to the table of contents.
Doesn't have big numbers on it. It just has dots.
Oh.
So it's hard to tell what hour it is other than the position. And that's something I'm still working through as a man.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Man, there's a season for everything. And you truly have entered a new season.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. End.